Ariana, you know, I had an opportunity to watch you present recently on stage live, and to see the literal transformation that you're able to create for people on the spot is nothing short of extraordinary. And unfortunately, we're not able to, you know, be in a room together physically where we can, you know, share some of that. But before I really move into some of those physical exercises that you do, for the entrepreneurs that are listening to this session today with you, you know, many of them may think, well, you know, my voice is just my voice. This is how I sound. I can't do anything about that.
Right.
And I know you have a lot to say about that. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, it is true that most of us don't think about our voices at all. We take them completely for granted, and we just, as you said, think, well, my voice is my voice. There's nothing I can do about that. But think for a minute about how you talk to a baby. Oh, coochie, 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 coo. You know, or how you talk to your pets, or how you correct your dog. No, sit. Or how you speak to your loved ones when you're feeling very loving and intimate. You get a wonderful, warm tone in your voice. So you actually already use different voices in different circumstances. And then there's probably another voice that you use at work if you work in a corporate environment or if you work in a service environment. I've run across a lot of people who are therapists who develop the therapy voice, and then they start speaking in that kind of voice all the time, the sort of low-pitched, soothing sound, and it becomes a habit. And that's a very difficult sound to use if you're trying to get on stage and present about something. Mm-hmm. So we all do use different kinds of voices all the time. And if you think about a Shakespearean actor or an opera singer, for instance, they're probably using the full capability of their voice. But we all are capable of training our voices, and with a little bit of training and attention to your voice, you can dramatically boost your expressive capability, which enables you to really engage with and inspire your audiences and to be truly heard and understood. I've had a number of clients tell me that when they were growing up, they were the quiet one in their family, or their sister was really loud and their brother was the performer and they were the quiet one. And I call this a voice story. It's something that carries with you throughout your life and makes you sound the way you sound. And it's an unconscious decision that you made about how to sound. One of my clients was told as a child all the time that girls should be seen and not heard. And she developed this very small voice. And after working with the Reclaim Your Authentic Voice program, she developed what she calls her power voice. And she got a new job. She used her power voice during her interview, so it got her a new job. She started taking the lead at work in ways that she never had before. And she started setting boundaries with her family members in ways she hadn't before. She had kind of been the family doormat. She was caring for an elderly dad, had an adult son still at home, had a brother living with her in between jobs. And so she started saying, you know, this is what I need, this is going to work, and this isn't. So she started writing poetry, she's writing a book, she started drawing. So she had this explosion of creativity in her life, plus getting a new job, and then changing her relationship with her family, and it all came out of changing the way she used her speaking voice.